Hi, this is a dictation for Randy Johnson, RANDYJOHNSON. Date of service is 9/25/2023. Date of birth is 3/28/76. Date of accident 6/25/2023. Mr. Randy Johnson is a truck driver. He was involved in a rear-ending accident in his car when he was driving a personal car, leading to headaches with loss of consciousness momentarily, nightmares, and fearful of the event, along with the pain symptoms of pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back, with radiation to the left leg off and on. The pain in the neck is around 8, lower back pain is 5, shoulder pain on the right side is 6. He has not reported any radiation at this time to the left leg as it was reported in the beginning. His pain level remains 7 to 8, with ADLs being affected to 7. Patient reports 10% relief in the pain so far, and he has had an MRI done that will be reviewed. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Regarding the physical examination, blood pressure is 140 over 84, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 9/11/2023. The patient number is, from 8/24/2023, the patient number is 0825-021. The plan is to continue the physical therapy for neck and the lower back and right shoulder 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is advised to stay off work and housework replacement, and case management is checked. And medication-wise, patient is provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for healing, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 50 milligram twice a day, ERN for pain relief, Elevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief, and sleep. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram 12 hourly for pain relief. Patient is advised a neck brace, neck traction, acupunctures, even chiropractic treatment has been ordered for this patient. Otherwise, he is stable and will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you. The MRIs that are done for the right shoulder show that there is a glenohumeral joint effusions and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, posterior superior labral strain, and the MRI for the left shoulder shows supraspinal tendinosis, rotator cuff muscles are subscapularis, infraspinatory major muscles are completely normal, only supraspinal tendinosis and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. AC joint arthritis is visible. In the lumbar spine, L3-4 disc bulge is seen, indenting the thecal sac causing bilateral neural foramen narrowing, with abutment upon bilateral traversing L4 nerves. L4, L5 disc bulge is seen, indenting the thecal sac causing bilateral neural foramen narrowing. L5S1, there is a disc bulge indenting the thecal sac causing bilateral neural foramen narrowing. In the cervical spine, there is a diffuse disc bulge at C3-4, C4-5, with herniated disc towards the C4-5 and C5-6, there is a bulging disc with pressure on the right neural foramen narrowing. C6-7, there is a diffuse disc bulge with right foramen of protrusion. The patient has been advised about these findings. He's been advised that he will benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injections and bilateral shoulder supraspinatus and intra-articular injections, as the MRI findings show. The patient is not interested in injections at this moment, and he wants to do some physical therapy before coming for any injections. Thank you. He's not provided any consent to move forward.